Hello guys, welcome back to Excuse My Frenchie podcast. This is Linda La Parisienne. Welcome back. Hello guys, how are you? How is everybody doing? I don't dare to touch my phone, you guys. Another time, one more time, I recorded the whole podcast. Okay, to be on time for you guys. And then he made a fucking crazy noise as if I'm using a microphone and it does the big like, pfft, like disgusting. Oh my God, I have to do it again. So how are you, my guys? How are you, my peeps? What's up? What's going on? The fuck it team. How are you doing? We're January 8th, 2021. 2021. Okay, so what do you think about that song? Because we don't have the 2020. So now we switch to the 2021. 2021. Artificial intelligence. Yeah, so what's going on? Everything is crazy. Do you saw the thing that happened in the Capitol? How could you miss it? Because it was everywhere. Even if you don't want to watch TV, you have to know about it. It's all over the place. Like that day, my friends in France were texting me right in the morning, like, turn on the TV. I'm like, I don't watch TV. You know, I don't watch TV. This is a historical moment that's happening. Guys, okay. It was really bad. I don't like when people go and fuck up some monuments. It's a really beautiful place, actually. I got to visit the inside throughout the videos that I've seen. It looks beautiful. It's a monument. It's a government place. There's a lot of history there. So as far as like people going and messing with it, guys, come on, you know. But honestly, there is so much madness you can have, so much anger. Because did they do this to your house? No. So I understand that you're pissed off, but you have to calm down. Because there is a lot of people that get their blood pressure that went up that day. So let's relax. Remember that your body reacts to everything, every feeling, every body motion, and it transforms itself into some disease sometimes. So we're trying to avoid. You know, there is still COVID outside, you know, because all the fuckers that didn't want to take it seriously, now we're fucked. So even if it's a fake virus, even if it's something that was made in a laboratory, or it's a real virus, I have no idea. But we're never going to come out of our house if people don't stay home. That's a fact. Too many people are so dumb, and they traveled for the holidays, and they traveled many, many times, and they have no respect, they take no responsibility, and then when you come across COVID, and then you cry, voilà, that's what happens. So, we have enough of COVID, okay? Bon, Capitol was a big day, I know it was an upsetting day, but we have to let it go. It's like everything else, like the assholes, like all the stuff that you don't want to do, and that usually you say yes to people, all this is stuff, it goes in the same bag. You have to let it go. Anyway, sorry I interrupted because my husband did not know that I was recording, so he was starting to talk to the dog. So what was I telling you? So yeah, we need to let it go. We don't have to be pissed off. It's not like they told you it's the last meal you're going to have. You are not on the street. There is people that are on the street. There is people that are being in captivity in China, the Uyghurs, millions of them. They're being mistreated, raped, and tortured every single day. So I think we're doing pretty good, right? So let's fart one time, like we say in France. Huh? Let's get back to reality. Let's remember, okay, if we're healthy, that we have other things to do than to just get upset at the TV and watch it like brainwashed imbeciles. Okay, and we don't know, huh? We don't know. It's like one side you have the conspiracy stuff, the other side you have the Biden team. As far as I'm concerned, I have a hard time to trust both sides, huh? To me, politics, you guys lost me in the 90s. You know what I mean? If it's to find out that you fight all year and then we find out this one is the ex of this one and they did last Christmas together, maybe they used to go on vacation on a yacht in the south of France or something, I ain't got time. Okay, so the day we have somebody concrete, the somebody I trust, then I'll be back. But right now, plus here, there's so many states, so many laws, so many rules. Everything changes. Just the thing with the Senate, I have no idea. I don't understand. All those numbers, all those stuff, there's always the 50-50, the this and that, and up and down. I mean, I don't have to do homework. It has to be clear. It should be, or maybe it's just because I'm a foreigner. But I feel like every time I watch something like this, I learn a new word or there's something I don't understand. So, I don't know. Make it clear for people. Like I'm saying, I think I'm pretty aware. And for me, it's so complicated. So, I don't know. I think they do it on purpose so we get confused. You know what I mean? And the fact that it doesn't help, that the media, they're so full of shit. That's the problem that I'm having, you know. But anyway, let's say fuck it to that, okay? We don't have time. We're still in a fuck it mode. We have to focus on doing happiness, provide joy to ourselves. That's the only way to live happy and make our goal succeed, okay? We don't know. Now is not the time to worry what you're going to do for work, how you're going to survive. You're surviving day by day. Every moment you make it nice, you do things that make you happy, and everything will slide, okay? We will face challenges. Yes, we will. But I think it's so much better when you're in a fuck it mode. You know what I mean? Because if you want to get on the anxiety boat and start thinking about every single thing and every single conversation and every single shit to make you sick, well, it's a choice. But I suggest another hobby. Let's be real. So, did you see that girl in New York, I think it was in Soho, that accused a teenager, an African-American teenager, of stealing her phone? And apparently, bon, she was lying. He was not trying to steal her phone. I think she was totally crazy, trying to accuse him, and she wanted she was crazy. And she got arrested, so he was caught on video because the teenager did a video. He was with his dad in the hotel. His dad is a jazz music player, I believe. And so they were here, staying at the hotel anyway. Shameful. Shame on this bitch. And I was watching her. I was watching the video. I was like, oh my God, in 2 minutes, they're going to tell us she's from California. She lives in California. I don't know if she's from there originally, but the moves she's having right now, it looks like the psychos we have here. The one that you don't understand what's going on in their brain. It's like the lady, the Karen in my street, that started screaming at me when she almost killed me with her car. I mean, you know, those people, maybe they got to go to a psychiatric hospital or something. Maybe we'll send them to a place when they retrain them. Or they need to get smacked once and for all. You know what I mean? If you notice, they all have the never get smacked syndrome. You know what I mean? There's so many people, they play so, like they're crazy and they make everything so complicated. And there are so many times where I'm thinking to myself, when you think that one punch in the throat will fix everything. It's too bad we're not allowed. Too bad. It would be so much more efficient, so much less energy spent. You know what I mean? And some people, they just need to be shaken. You know what I mean? I'm not for violence, but, you know, growing up, I learned that I can get punched in the throat and it hurts. And maybe I don't want that. So maybe I find my way to not get into that situation. I mean, for sure, she has mental issues. But what is it about all those chicks that are walking around with the mental issues? It's like the new 2021 zombie generation. What the fuck is that? There's a lot of them, huh? A lot of women, girls, the hormones are not working properly. Or maybe you should stop taking those antidepressants that the doctor gave you. By the way, I saw the other day somebody talking about antidepressants that psychiatrists and therapists give to people. And it's true, a question was being asked, what do you base on when it's time to give somebody antidepressant? Like, is it somebody that you're going to see crying? I'll be like, okay, she needs the pills. You know, because the antidepressant, what they do is they turn off some things in your brain. That's why you don't feel things. And we don't want to turn off the things in your brain. We want to switch to the fuck it mode so we can relax and make life happier. You know what I mean? I know depression is a real problem, but I don't believe that killing them with antidepressants is the solution. It's not at all. They need to find a way to fix that. So those bitches, then they end up going outside and trying to accuse people or trying to be doing the law themselves. Ah, and the girl, she got arrested in here. I don't know if it was like Orange County or something. And apparently she didn't want to stop her car and she didn't want to get out of her car. Like, she's a total, we lost her. You know what I mean? Bitch. So anyway. But yeah, I was convinced she was from here. I was like, this bitch is from LA. I'm for sure. That's for sure. Only here you can see people like this. You know what I mean? There is type per states and per regions. You know, it depends. Maybe here because too much sun or something. I don't know, too much vegan food or too much smoothies. I don't know, too much kale salad, you know? And a funny comment one of my friends made to me the other day. She said, you know, I remember a time where I used to go at the buffet and kale used to be the decoration. It used to be not something we eat. It used to be the little curly thing that you have in front of the carrot or something. And she's totally fucking right. We were talking about kale salad and we're like, where did that start? Because in France, I don't remember ever eating kale salad. It's such an LA thing, you know. Maybe they have it on the East Coast and stuff. You guys caught up, I know, I know. But yeah, it used to be for decorating platters. So when did that become, you know, unbelievable? It's full of vitamins, but dude, you will develop a new muscles on your cheeks chewing it, I'll tell you right now. Oh my God, it's so tough to chew. I think spinach is so much better, you know what I mean? I don't want to have to take a break of chewing a piece of salad, you know what I mean? I don't like it. So anyway, I notice people, if you don't wish them happy birthday on Facebook, let's say you are not on Facebook, because let's say you have a life, and let's say you don't want to be Facebook's bitch, so you don't want to be on there 24/7. One of my friends, he wrote a note like he was really disappointed in people that didn't wish him happy birthday. Dude, get the fuck out, okay? That fragile motherfucker attitude, just let it go. Let it go. It doesn't look sexy. It doesn't look good on you. Okay? Don't do that. Don't do that. What do you mean you expect us to come and wish you a happy birthday? Who the fuck are you? You know what I mean? I have enough birthday dates to remember. Bon, of course, we have Facebook. It reminds you all the time. And anytime I will see it, I will wish people happy birthday. I will do it all the time. There is not a time where I saw it was somebody's birthday and I didn't stop by to say happy birthday. Same thing when people lose someone. Always, I present my condolences. But if you start being an itty bitch, it makes me want to wish you less a happy birthday. So, of course, you know, I had to make a comment. I'm not going to keep it to myself. So I told him, dude, don't get it twisted. The only reason why we all wish you a happy birthday every year is because Facebook reminds us. You don't expect us on top of it to remember your birth date. We're not blood related, remember? So that made him laugh. I put a lol at the end. LOL is really cool, LOL, because you can actually kind of say what you want and put a LOL so he knows that it's me being me with my sarcasm, but out of love, not like fuck you and stuff like that. So yes, what else did I want to tell you? Oh yeah, on Instagram, I saw an ad that says my eyelashes are touching my eyebrows. And I'm not understanding how this is supposed to be a good thing. Because me, if I see a girl with eyelashes that touch the eyebrows, I would be like, yeah, that's not normal. You know what I mean? The what is it called? It's something that falls off the trees. It looks like a walnut and it has spikes on it. And it looks like that, really. It doesn't look like, you know, it doesn't look like super cool. It has to be like a little line of difference, I think, you know. Because then you look like, you know, the like drag queens kind of makeup, which I have nothing against. But then you make a choice, you know what I mean? And then they can go above the eyebrows, go hang out on your forehead, and everybody's happy. But don't put it on a commercial trying to... you're not going to get sales from us like this. I mean, I wanted to send them a message and said, I don't understand. Are you being sarcastic? Or is it a real selling point that you're presenting to us right now? I mean, you know. What else did I want to tell you about? Talking about skincare. So a few days ago, we drove to the San Diego area. You know, take some fresh air, check on the mother-in-law. You know, doing my duty doing my husband's duty as a son, because, you know, she's an elderly lady and she's alone. And, you know, it's nice to go check that she's doing good. I don't even tell you how many COVID tests I've taken so far. You know what I mean? I can write maybe a PowerPoint on different tests and stuff like that and my emotions about it. That's how many I've done. Anyway, we decided to go with my boo-boo and my dog to take a walk. You know, it's called The Landing in Coronado. And it's a place where you have like the water. It's like a, but it's not the ocean side. It's like a bay, let's say. It's the bay and you can cross with the boat to go from Coronado to San Diego. If you guys know around there, you know what I'm talking about. And so you have a type of like artificial beach, and you have some grass, and it's a whole place for people to walk around and do the bicycle and stuff. And it's, you know, in the fresh air, and it's beautiful. And in the summer, when it's not COVID, there is like all the patios and people. It's really touristic place, right? On the water, it looks like a super beautiful. And so I go that day with my husband. The stores are open, but not the restaurants, obviously. You can buy, but you have to eat on the grass and stuff. So we did a little picnic. As we're walking there, there is a place where they sell, you know, those skincare from the Dead Sea in Israel? The one they sell in the mall that costs like $12 in Israel, and they sell it like $78. And yes, of course, when they do, they always try to get you to do the hand scrub. So once you see it, you buy, you know, immediately. The only thing that I don't like about that is like the price, how much you take a cut on it, and how they insist. I mean, they're really slacking the training. It's not the way. Like, I used to live In Connecticut, and at this point, every time I would go to the mall, they would approach me as if it was the first time they saw me. And we cannot pretend for 3 years that you never saw me before. It's not possible. I go to this mall like 3 times a week because I had to go to this mall a lot to do some stuff at the time. And unbelievable. So I go there. There is a crew of people. They get on outside right away. I have that type of face and swag that people want to come to me and they think they're going to sell me stuff for like $2,000. I look rich, I think. I think that's the thing. That's the thing. That's why. So the girl comes out. She's wearing like a fur coat, like cute girl. She come out and she comes straight to me and handing me a sample. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to mess with her a little. So I'm like, you know what? I knew you were going to talk to me. I knew it. Oh my God. You know, I had a feeling like I felt you coming towards me. And you know, is it my light? You know? So she came, she was like, yeah, I had a really good feeling with you, honey. You know what? I feel you're such a good person. Let me give you something else. And in my head, I'm like, this bitch is, you gotta be kidding me. So the selling technique is not bad so far, right? And she gets out of the drawer some type of like syringe. Well, there is like a cream in there, right? It's like a medical, it's not a medical thing, but it looks like a syringe. So it's not inspiring as far as trying stuff. And she's like, take off your mask. I'm going to try it on your face, under your eyes. And I'm like, no, because first of all, it's COVID. So you're not touching my mask. And second of all, I have makeup on, honey. So you're about to make me transform into a panda if you're going to put that cream on my eyes. And she's like, no, but it's okay. You know, we can fix it. And she was insisting so much. I was like, okay, no. It's going to be a hard no. Okay, so you want to give me a sample, you give me a sample. I don't have all day, so let's make it happen or have a good day, honey. And then her coworker, a guy, that comes to me and he's like, yeah, but why don't you want to give us a chance? Like, what type of product do you use? And I'm like, well, I happen to make my own products, actually. And he was like, oh, yeah, is it organic? Yes, honey, it's organic, but why do you care? He was like, I want to know, what do you use? What do you use? I was like, oh yeah, you want my recipe? You want me to give you the book? That's what you want? He was like, no, but I want to know like what organic. I said, well, it depends, like coconut oil, almond oil, essential oil. There is some shea butter, there is some beeswax. It depends on the products I'm making, you know. But I think it's pretty amazing. And actually I'm using my own product since like years now. And I am so happy I don't go look for something else, you know. There is only one body lotion that I love, and it's the Gold Bond Ultimate with shea butter, and it smells like a little light caramel, and it's so soft. This I cannot go without. But since I make my own products, you know. And so he's like, well, what do you use? Like, do you use rose? I said, yeah, I use rose water. He was like, well, do you know that we use rose water stem cells? Like, he pulled out the big gun, like, wow, stem cells? Oh my God, you know? So that's going to make me look like 20 years younger, right? And he was like, yeah, you know? And then, you know, I'm going to tell you my secret ingredient. There's another secret ingredient that we're not going to tell everybody. So are you ready for that? And in my head, I'm like, this motherfucking guy is fucking kidding right now. Like, are you seriously doing that speech to me? Like, I cannot believe. So he's telling me now, saffron, the spice. Do you know what saffron is? I said, yes, I do. He said, you know, it's really expensive. I do know that, yes. He said, well, we use saffron stem cells in there. And that's unique. We're the only one in the world making it. And trust me, honey. And as I'm looking on the side behind him, there is a coworker of him that is fucking laughing his ass off. Like, they are literally making fun of me. So you know that crazy voice in me is already grabbing that motherfucking guy by the throat and kicking the other one from the back on the side at the same time. It's like a bim bam boom, you know what I mean, in my head. And I'm like, this motherfucker is lying to me. And I told him, honey, if you want to sell and your dumbass coworker next to you is laughing like that, it's not going to work. I'm not going to teach you things, you know what I mean? At least if you're going to laugh, turn around so you make it credible. So this one, you failed. I'm not going to buy it, okay? And I will check on saffron. I'm not sure that exists, but let's see, right? And then I went away. And it was unbelievable because this guy that's talking to me about the skin, that was the worst part to me, his face is full with pimples. The guy is a fucking strawberry. And you're talking to me about skincare. Dude, back the fuck off, please. The only reason you're speaking to me is because I was like, oh, look at you. Look at you, pimple boy. Let's see what you got and what you're going to tell me to change my mind. You know what I mean? Only illusion, only a hologram of yourself without pimple will work at this point. You know, anyway. So, yes, that was my experience. Those people that try to sell stuff like this, you got to respect us. You have to respect us. It's like the people when you go in the store and they tell you like, that looks really nice on you, really nice. Like, oh my God, you wore that perfectly. In France, they're so aggravating. So aggravating. And they're so full of shit. You know what I mean? If I was selling clothes, if it's good, yes. If it's not good, no. Honestly, I wouldn't wear that. Well, now you can choose. If you like, it's your style and it makes you happy, I'm happy for you. But if it doesn't look good, why are you gonna lie? Why you're gonna lie? It's not good. Your karma is gonna get back to you. I know you're making that sale, but it's lame pretty much compared to the karma you're gonna get back, huh? How about that? So how are you guys doing with the fuck it mode? Did you give up on things that are bothering you? Did you give up on assholes? Did you give up on useless friends that are vampires of energy and just want to drop their problems on your shoulders? Did you do that yet for 2021? Did you drop the resolutions of the new year? It's useless. We don't care about that. Resolutions is like life. When you decide you're happy with it and you're ready for it, it will come and it will be fine. Don't put yourself to pressure. The resolution peeps, they already give up. Huh? I told you. 10 days we give them and we won't hear about resolutions anymore. It's just a little fireworks for them in their brain to be important or something, but really, come on. You know, I have a contact on Instagram. Sometimes, you know, people do live videos and sometimes I like to join, you know, because sometimes people I know, I like to, you know, chat with them a little. Some comedians I follow, some, you know, people like that, they do a live and I'm curious, you know. And sometimes I like to go mess with them, of course. I like to tease a little, right? To have fun, you know. Well, some of them, comedians, they're nice, but some of them, they think they're like made out of gold and they're pretentious. I don't like it, but it's okay. Because I'm just saying, but you decided to do a live video. That means you want to talk to people. So now if you're playing like hard to get the fuck out. I cancel you and I unfollow you immediately. I'm not here for being your friends. I'm here for you to make me laugh. You decided to do a live. Okay, let's do it. Let's talk. Let's communicate. You know what I mean? So this one is a super cool guy. He's a comedian. He has a podcast as well in New York. And he did a live video. And I am sorry. I will tell him that I spoke about him in my podcast because I did not understand the concept. And it's not once that you can say like, you know what? He did that video. It was not such a good idea, but you know, he won't do it again. He did it twice the same week. So this guy put an Insta live and he's running on a treadmill. Nothing wrong with that. As long as you can keep up. And as long as we can see your face, the angle on that thing, you cannot see the treadmill. You can just see his face like jumping off, up and down, as if you picture somebody running on a treadmill and you just see the face and the ceiling. And you're like, dude, you cannot tell me that you don't see that the image is bad. And the way he was jumping, after 5 minutes, I had like motion sickness, wanted to throw up on my phone. And I had to tease him. I told him, I was like, dude, why are you running like this? Why are you dragging us into your run? Why? You know what I mean? Or at least if you want to do like this, go outside. Go outside, show us the trees, the clouds and stuff like that. Why are we watching this ugly ass yellow ceiling? And the music behind him was like Rocky Balboa music, which no big deal. But you're trying to do a live. And then we have to guess what you're saying because you're wearing a mask so we cannot read your lips. And it's, I cannot understand. I cannot understand. I could not understand what was the purpose of that live. So I spoke to him a couple minutes, trying to make him make him laugh a little bit. I was trying to make him lose focus and make him laugh, and he was totally out of breath. And then I got bored, and then I went out. I got out of this this shit because you know I ain't got time. But please, if you do an Insta live, respect us a little bit, okay? We don't have time to be trying to guess what you're doing, enigmas and stuff like that. I don't know. Or he thought that he would be inspiring just by running, but I mean no. It doesn't work. Something else, people that talk on the phone and ask the other person to not hang up or hold on a minute several times during a conversation on the phone, you guys are pushing it so much and you're lucky we're still picking up the phone for you. Really, you are. Because that is so fucking aggravating. Today, I had two phone calls with two people that are close to me, my circle, you know, my peeps. One of them asked me to hold for 6 times. And the other person, so I had a man and a woman, and the other person asked me like 4 times, do you think I have time? Question, why do you call me when you're busy? Because you're the one calling me, right? Or why don't you tell me that you are busy right now and then we talk later? because even for you, it must be stressful. And mainly, I ain't got that time for you. I didn't plan on spending the day waiting for you to do your activities. Some people, they just want to call you and they want to go through their day with you on the phone. I mean, that's cute, but I am not making salary. So I want to talk to you, get some news and stuff. Don't make me tired of your ass, okay? Don't make me, you know, avoid you. Don't do that, okay? So today is just about the putting people on hold. Don't put people on hold like that so many times. You know what I mean? It's, I feel like I'm in a reality show and I'm following somebody's life. My God, it's on hold. What's going on? What's going to happen? Oh my God, how long is it going to... You know what I mean? One of those times where I had to wait today, it literally took so much time that I decided to go on my phone and stuff. I almost started a video on YouTube. That's how bored I was. And then I heard hello. And then I was like, oh, my dog is so freaked out with this, the wind outside. He was a street dog before and now he's afraid of the wind. Isn't that sad? I mean, you know. And when he play a crazy boy outside with big dogs, I'm going to be like, dude, you are scared of wind. So calm down. Don't pretend. We know. Okay. He's scared of fireworks, of the storm. Poor guy, he's traumatized. I don't even know how he made it on the street before. You know what I mean? I don't even know. It's a miracle. So what else did I want to talk about? Oh, yes. There is a show on Netflix. It's called Surviving Death. It's amazing. It's about people who experienced near-death experience. And if you have questions or suspicions about it, go watch that shit on Netflix. They talk on the second part about mediums. There is 6 part in it, and it's really cool. And this time, usually when they do those shows, or you go and you have a witch that's telling you that she's speaking with spirits and stuff that you can be skeptical of, right? Skeptical? I don't even know how you say. Whatever. You have suspicions about. And the other side would be another show where you have scientists that are going to tell you, no, it's not true. This is a substance that actually get relief from the brain when the person is dead and stuff like that. Well, in this show, they put both together. So you have both options. You have the opinion from people that are like in a supernatural world and the scientist. And the scientists are agreeing that there is more than the brain out there. There is the soul. That people do go somewhere else. You know what I mean? So it's really cool. It's really cool. It's more positive than everything that's happening in politics right now. They want to impeach the president. So this makes me laugh because I feel like we've been speaking about impeachment the whole year. Is it like a cool thing to say or something? Like I saw some people today, like Pelosi, I think her name is, or whatever. She was like, yeah, we need to do it ASAP. I was like, bitch, we've been waiting for like 10 months. I mean, not that we're waiting for it, you know, but like, you know, they were talking about it for 10 months, so, you know. It's like this in politics. They talk about something like if it's big, and then they make it drag for months. Fuck you, we don't have that time. You think we have time like that? Are you crazy? You know? So anyway, I'm going to wish you a very good week, okay? I'm going to send you all my love, and I'm going to remind you we're going to be okay. We don't care about all this shit out there, right? We're still good, we're healthy, we take our vitamins, sleep, sing, dance, run, bicycle, go to the beach, call your peeps, tell the people you love, make stuff that are making you happy only, laugh a lot, and that's all we have for now, and that's the best way to go, the fuck it mode, okay? I should write a book or something, you know what I mean? But I'm lazy, like, then unless I use that app where you can just dictate and the stuff, you got the food?
Yeah.
Ooh, my husband is the best man in the world. So yes, voilà, that's time for my dinner, and my husband is the best, so he went to get the food. You see those little things in life, you know what I mean? That's happiness right there, that's happiness right there, okay? So I'm going to wish you a really good week, send you all my love, and I'm going to talk to you soon. Bye!